After nearly 9 years, 4,400 Americans dead, more than 100,000 Iraqis killed, U.S. officials formally shut down the war in Iraq today. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta saying the cost was high, but...
Those lives have not been lost in vain. They gave birth to an independent, free, and sovereign Iraq.
Republicans like Senator John McCain say the Obama administration is making a mistake leaving, but the deadline for withdrawal was set by President George W. Bush, and no U.S. troops are being left behind because the Iraqi government opposed the U.S. request for troop immunity from prosecution. Well, today we're learning more about one of the reasons that request for immunity was denied, the 2005 massacre of more than 20 Iraqi civilians by U.S. Marines in the town of Haditha. This week, New York Times reporter Michael Schmidt discovered hundreds of pages of documents related to Haditha in a Baghdad junkyard where they were being burned as fuel for a worker's smoked carp dinner. Michael joins us from Baghdad. Michael, how did you find these papers?
Well, we were at this junkyard where they were selling these trailers, and I was walking out, and I looked down on the ground, and I picked it up, and it said the word testimony on it. I thought that was kind of weird to find in a junkyard in Baghdad. And I started to go through the trash, and I started to find more pieces of paper. And then eventually I found a binder that had even more pieces of paper, and then I found some classified maps. So I turned to the junkyard attendant and asked him if I could take it. He said that was okay. And he told me that he'd been burning many of these over the past few weeks.
So we understand that they confirm much of what was thought to have happened in Haditha, 24 Iraqis killed, including a 76-year-old man in a wheelchair, women and children. This after a Marine vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb. People in Haditha say the Marines overreacted. The Marines say they thought they were under attack. But you know, what else do the papers tell you?
Well, the papers really paint a portrait of what was going on in Anbar province at the height of the insurgency in 2005 and the difficulties that the Marines had there. They couldn't tell who was an insurgent, who was a civilian. Cars were driving up to them and weren't stopping, and they were firing on them, thinking it was suicide bombers, and they were killing women and children. So it sort of paints a portrait of one of the low points in the war.
Well, what else do they tell you, you know, about the exit from Iraq? The very fact that they're there, that they're lying around, what has the military said to you about this?
Well, it certainly raises questions about the withdrawal. The withdrawal was this sort of unprecedented movement of American military surplus and troops and trucks and everything. And for classified documents and maps to end up in a junkyard in Baghdad is not a good thing. The military admits so much. So they said that they were looking into the matter, trying to figure out how they got there. And they really wouldn't comment on them because a lot of the documents are still classified.
And what are you going to do with them?
Well, I've done what I'm going to do with them. I wrote about them. We posted some of them on the website where people can read the transcripts from interviews with these Marines. You know, I guess it'll be left for the historians to try and find other documents from the war to try and tell the story of what was going on.
Well, we're wondering, too, if you might get a call from a lawyer. Charges were dropped against six of the Marines accused in the Haditha incident. Another Marine was acquitted, and another is due to go on trial next year. But meanwhile, Michael Schmidt, what's it like there in Baghdad today, on this day in particular, and yesterday in particular?
Well, the Iraqis didn't really seem to give much attention to the United States ceremony that ended, you know, the military mission here. There were no real signs of people, you know, celebrating the Americans leaving in the streets. Iraqis didn't really watch it on television. It was just sort of a normal day for them here. So it didn't really seem to have much impact.
And what about the U.S. troops? And we all remember when then Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld made the shock and awe comment when the war started in 2003 that the U.S. would shock and awe resistors in Iraq. Compare today to that.
Well, it was a very muted ceremony today. This was, you know, lots of American wars had sort of ended with ticker tape parades in lower Manhattan, and today it was a very sort of somber ceremony. There weren't tons of people there. It was at the airport in Baghdad next to the tarmac on a cement sort of square that was surrounded by blast walls. There were helicopters overhead, you know, looking down to see if, you know, anyone was trying to attack. It was very different than sort of a triumphant jubilation of a victory.
Michael Schmidt, a reporter for the New York Times, he's in Baghdad. And by the way, some of the guests we've had on over the years talking about Iraq, soldiers, parents, are weighing in with their thoughts as the war ends, and you can do the same at herenow.org. While we thank you, Michael Schmidt. Thanks very much.